Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've been on air 24 hours, ladies and gentlemen, three more straight ahead. We have now kicked in, not just on the internet streams, the free video streams, the audio streams, and some AM and FM's carrying us, and even a TV station down in Houston in the last 24 hours, but now the final three on the official radio show. It is Friday, the 15th day of October, 2010, 11 a.m. and 52 seconds straight up. And Houston, we are go. We are go. Buck Rogers, blast off. We're getting up close to $350,000. We're going to have the latest tallies here pretty soon. The phone lines are going crazy with the InfoWars, MoneyBomb.com 2010. And we've got Bob Chapman with all things happening in the economy and more coming up. Of course, yesterday we kicked off the Money Bomb with Lou Dobbs and then Alan Watt and David Icke and just so many other people, Max Kaiser, Gerald Celente, Luke Radowski, Richard Reeves, Dr. Stan Monteith, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Childress, Jeffrey M. Smith. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody here. Webster Griffin Tarpley, Dr. Tarpley. And we had a surprise call from George Norrie. He called here to the office and wanted to come on. He was on with us for 30 minutes and plugged it on Coast to Coast AM. He was on about an hour before Coast to Coast AM kicked off at midnight central. Just an unbelievable outpouring of support, real grassroots, small donations, not big fat cat Republican or Democratic donors out there, but grassroots. And I think if people keep giving the way they are, we're going to reach our goal to continue our operation and finish the TV studio and go to the next level. And it's buying the books, the videos, the DVDs, the shirts that gets the word out, and it's symbiotic. It supports the operation, the literal tip of the spear. And we're just so honored and blessed to be here with you today. I know I had a bunch of callers holding. And let's go through some of those. They've been holding about 30 minutes. Make sure they're all good and ready to go. Because I got a bunch of economic news, world news, really scary news dealing with WikiLeaks. Some amazing news dealing with cancer. That is all coming up. But I just want to encourage everybody, if you want to be part of this 2010 Money Bomb, we're going to get into 400 plus thousand by the end of this broadcast in the next 3 hours. And then I would imagine following past trends with all you great supporters out there over the weekend, we should get right up close to 500,000. And when the mail comes in the next week, it's already pouring in. We should go above our goal of $500,000. Dollars. And that is so exciting. And I just appreciate everybody's support. We got seven great people up there answering the phones. 888-253-3139. If you want to call and donate a dollar or $1,000 or $10,000. You know, we're asking you to support us if you believe in the information we cover here. We're not putting a gun to your head like the establishment control freaks do. And, you know, we spend so much of our time just trying to raise the capital to keep this operation going, and we couldn't do it without you and the spreading the word and everything you do. And I tell you, I've hit my third or fourth win now here going into hour number 25. And it's just great to be here and to see all your support and all of us working as a team and the great crew out there. I took about an hour and a half nap while we were airing some exclusive video interviews. Jaron took about an hour nap. Ms. Filbert had a nap. Marley's had a little nap. Matt's had a nap. A lot of folks left about 3 in the morning and have all come back there in the back answering the phones. We've even had our great video editors like Rob Jacobson and others answering the phones and taking your donations. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 to be involved. Or the easiest way is to go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, or you can just go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and link through in over to that area. We're in hour number 25 right now. You can see there up on the screen, InfoWars.com to donate by credit card or PayPal, or you can also write to us, InfoWars, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. This is it, human resistance against dehumanization and total enslavement. And resistance is victory. No army can stop an idea whose time has come. We'll be right back after this quick break with all the news.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We see the earth. You got it. We see the earth now. You got it.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. There's masses of key news taking place, huge things happening with the dollar and markets all over the world, so much happening with the elections coming up. We are now into the 25th hour of live broadcast. We kicked it off at 11 a.m. yesterday, 24 hours and 8 minutes and 47 seconds ago. And the InfoWars 2010 money bomb has already been a huge success. I want to commend from the bottom of my heart and thank everyone for making all this possible. People 15 years ago tuning in and supporting us when we started. People 13 years ago getting my first film when I offered it and making copies of it, giving it out to people. The pioneering of viral videos on the web. The pioneering of confronting not just politicians, but global controllers and the elitists in their face at events to let them know that we're aware of what they're doing. All of it, pioneering so much, and we couldn't have done it without your help. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com if you want to be involved in this historic event. We're going to be getting those latest tallies. Have we updated the tallies yet? They're working on that, correct? I know you guys are exhausted, but the back office did have a little bit of sleep last night. So I want to find out about that and let people, you can find out the latest numbers at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Or you can just link through at InfoWars.com, or you can call and donate right now, 888-253-3139, and decide which side of history you're on. We had a lot of callers holding, and we've got them on our own phone line system at 888-201-2244, if you want to call in on that, 888-201-2244. And on the Genesis phone system, 800-259-9231. We're just opening those phones up, 800-259-9231. And I've been marathon transmitting. I'm going to get to all the news and information coming up. Bob Chapman joining us, Paul Watson as well. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Matt in Indiana. Matt, I really appreciate you holding. You're on the air, sir.
Mr. Jones, marathon man.
Good to have you here.
Had some questions for Tarpley and then Paul Craig Roberts, but how about the Federal Reserve Act? Isn't that set to expire here?
It is.
2012 or 2013?
Yeah, 2013, and they want to redo it with even more power. That's what they're getting positioned for. That's a good point, Matt.
Won't that force a real debate finally if Mr. Paul's audit the Fed bill doesn't get something, you know, to
exactly.
It?
Notice how this is all coming up, and the fight is being joined right at that point. And the crimes of these larcenous, swindling, mega criminals, arch record award winning criminals. I mean, they are the grand champions of ridiculous, obvious evil. And humanity's being given a choice right now. Wake up, take action, resist, or just get ready for absolute degradation.
This science fiction nightmare is all I can call it. And it's just insane trying to wake people up, and the amount of friends I have that, you know, just don't even want any part of it, you know. And it's, it was funny because have you ever seen that movie Johnny Mnemonic?
No, but I've heard about it.
Well, about the high tech and low tech, where they give the technology to the transhumanist, and there's a big disease all around called from all the radiation in the airwaves, from all the digital, you know, electronics and stuff, which is actually a disease. And then I think that's kind of where we're heading. I don't know who directed that or, you know.
Oh, that's their plan. All of this has been engineered. It's a predictive programming, frequency pollution.
Have you seen Shutter Island? You want to see evil thrown right in your face, pure evil. Check out that movie, and you'll just be blown away, I think.
Yeah, Rob Jacobson was telling me to see that, and I bought the DVD, but haven't watched it yet on the treadmill, because I don't really like horror movies. I see too much of it in the real world. But give us the basic plot of Shutter Island.
It's the Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. He's some, like, Nazi general giving DiCaprio a ride around in his Jeep, talking about how the Nazis are still in this country and they're running experiments on prisoners, and just pure evil just thrown in your face. It just kind of blew me away. But man, I appreciate everything you're doing. The money bomb, I hope it goes well. I hope we keep waking more people up. Set your SSIDs on your routers, Infowars.com, Prison Planet, and blast that out everywhere, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, that's another thing. After the show ended yesterday, the official 3-hour transmission, or I guess 4-hour that day, we had the four top search terms in order. very, very exciting on that front. And InfoWars Money Bomb, that search term stayed in there till late at night. I mean, we normally have search term when we do it, you know, stays up there 2 or 3 hours, maybe an hour sometimes. I mean, this was like, had to be 7, 8, 9, 10 hours. I mean, it was like midnight, it was the top search. That had a huge, huge effect. And then all these people out there reading newspaper articles and blogs about it, we're getting what's really valuable, not them tuning in as new listeners donating for the operation, but they're tuning in, hearing the truth and all those guests we had on. So very, very exciting. In fact, we probably ought to do another search term today. There's some huge new 9/11 news. In fact, Watson's coming up. I want him to cover that new World Trade Center CBS clip that NIST had where they're talking about bombs bringing down the towers. That's a top story at prisonplanet.com. Let's make sure we have that video loaded so we can get to that. Well, I tell you, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts loved the last hour uninterrupted interview, because I am so absolutely tired that I was just real calm and almost like a Georgia gentleman like him. He was just very, very pleased. Very, very pleased that I have been on the air this long and am getting quite delirious right about this time. Talking about the complete collapse of our society. So It's probably a good thing I'm going to be out of here in about an hour and Watson's filling in because I'm not even tired right now. I am exhausted. Think about Strom Thurmond when he was 60-something years old doing a 24-hour, 18-minute record filibuster. Can't go to the bathroom, can't have anything to eat, can have a drink of water, and you can't stop talking for more than 10 seconds. And I'm a young man. I'm a young man of 36 years of age, and I am quite exhausted. I guess they don't make them like they used to. But, oh, Lord have mercy. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, 888-253-3139. And I see Tim out there smiling like a Cheshire cat. Tim Frugier, come on in here. What's going on? You want to be on TV? Yeah, here with us? What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just being entertained by you.
Oh, just watching me act like a goofball?
Yeah. I just brought new totals up.
Okay, what are the new totals?
351.
351.
Yes.
That's why it was my dead reckon guesstimation an hour ago. So we need to raise 150,000 more, and that's up to the listeners out there. That's going to happen.
Yep.
Place to do it's InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or 888-253-3139.
Phones are ringing off the hook, but we have people here. They hold. We'll get to them. So
phones are ringing off the hook.
Phones are ringing off the hook.
So just hold, please. We got seven people.
Yes.
And we can put some of the crew on it, but they're not good for anything right now, just like me.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just wanted to let you know that. So.
Well done, Tim. Good job.
Thanks.
Who's up next here, call-wise? William in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Oh, good. Thanks, Alex, for having me on.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, William?
Well, I'm out of school today because of a chemical spill in my high school. And I got to thank you for having this information out there. But I got to say, I see corruption in a lot of the schools. For instance, there's this medication called Adderall and Ritalin.
Yeah, they got like 20% of the boys on it, brain damages. Yeah, it's soft kill weapon.
Yeah, they say people have ADHD or ADD, which is common in almost 50% of the people.
Sir, they've created they've now created scores of mental illnesses if you don't trust the government. They've got a whole listing of them. Oh, you don't like the banks robbing you. You don't like your taxes being raised. I'm afraid you're mentally ill.
Yes,
and the, and the mental health people are dropping by with a SWAT team of people on steroids and cocaine. And if you don't submit to them, I'm afraid you will die.
And what this medication does, it puts you in this zombie-like state where you...
It causes brain shrinkage, heart expansion,
yes,
cancer... Yes. It causes you to stunt your growth. But, hey, that's, you know, I've got newscast saying that mercury's good for our children. Listen, William, after you take more medication and after you take the new shots to stop stress and eat part of your brain, you're going to understand that mercury's good. It's a wild conspiracy theory that mercury's not nutritious. What type of wild-eyed nut are you? Next, you're going to tell me cyanide isn't good. I mean, everyone knows cyanide is like ambrosia. It's like chicken noodle soup. It's like mother's milk. I mean, it's like a Sunday morning, on a sunny sidewalk on a Sunday morning. I mean, come on, William. Get with the program.
And as I was saying, so I stopped taking this medication, and the school has been after me for 2 years to tell me to take it.
Well, you know they get federal money.
They get
federal money for damaging you and hurting you. I mean, helping you. I mean, they want to help you. This is good government. Man, William, I appreciate your call, but, I mean, that is really scary. I may have to call Homeland Security on him. I mean, he goes to a government training camp, center, and they want to put him on a deadly amphetamine. A helpful, excuse me. I'm even getting involved in thought of crime right now. I'm sorry. Don't donate to the money bomb right now. We need to We need to worship the government. I mean, they make the grass grow.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Cabo Bob's here in Austin, Texas, popular restaurant, just called the office and is donating lunch to us. Well, that's nice. Thank you for that. We certainly hope that everyone will donate to the InfoWars MoneyBomb.com operation. You can call 888-253-3139 if you'd like. We're going to continue with some calls on both phone systems. And I've got a bunch of news I'm going to be going over. Bob Chapman is coming up and Paul Joseph Watson. As I get dingy here, they're going to take over for me. But Bank of America downgraded by bond markets on foreclosure credit markets. Bernanke sees case for more Federal Reserve quantitative easing. Reuters, that's more money printing, more robbing the value of your dollars. Government, again, says no increase for the next 2 years in Social Security. With inflation, that's a cut in your Social Security. But, yeah, that's how they roll. U.S. consumer sentiment dips to weakest level since July. Well, there's a recovery. The government said so. I mean, come on. If the government says the moon is made of cheese, it is. And everybody knows that. China warns U.S. against making yuan dispute a scapegoat for flagging economy. Bernanke, continues with all of his plans to devalue the dollar as boosting the economy. Democratic funding fades, so they're going back to the Republicans. That's just some of what's coming up. WikiLeaks being listed as terrorist and having their funding blocked. That's in the London Guardian, USA Today. But right now, let's go back to Laura in Montana. Montana, welcome to the airwaves.
Well, hello. I have never called your show before. I thank you for your show. We've contributed, and my husband is a AE-911 engineer.
Thank you so much, Laura.
You're welcome. And he came on board within the last year. He's done even a presentation for the Rhino Republicans here in Billings, Montana.
A first step into a wider world. How did that go?
Well, it did really well. He took clips off. He videoed clips off of YouTube for the Building 7. That was the key point. And I think he opened some questions again, which is all we want to do for people. And he handed out their brochures and so forth. So anyway, that did go well, I think. I called because I have two questions. Not sure if these were for Dr. Roberts or Gerald Celeni, but here they are. Maybe you have had interaction with them that could answer these questions. And I just wondered, what is the point in owning gold coins or having an IRA in gold bullion, which is only as good as the questionable reliability of the brokerage firm? What's the point since George Soros and his bunch of thieves plan to roll the existing American and foreign currencies into the new world currency, or the SDRs? Then won't the price of gold plummet at that point?
Well, they're having a coordinated devaluation, and all the estimates are this new global currency isn't one you'll hold in your hand. It's the directive that the central banks will control what your currency is worth and the interest rate. So it's a global system openly run by the banks. They already run it, you know, the big six mega banks, that it'll be only valued a little bit more than the sub currencies. This is an inflationary global system that they brought in, and nothing is perfect. But what currency can you get into now that isn't being devalued in a concerted, coordinated effort? So regardless, in my view, you know, gold's up four times in the last 9 years, 10 years, fourfold. And so, you know, there's nothing perfect in this world, but gold and silver is the best place to be. People with small budgets, silver's a great place to be. It was $5 an ounce 10 years ago. Now it's almost $25 an ounce right now. And that spot, you know, it's more to actually get it because they have to ship it to you, and the cost they had to get to acquire it. There's got to be some markup, you know, just for the wheels of commerce to operate, unless you're a money-changing New World Order scum like Hillary Clinton. I mean, look at that witch there behind me on the computer screen. We take the images from Infowars.com and the rotator, and we just randomly put thousands of images in here. So they just kind of randomly rotate. People are like, why does this pop up then? Why does that pop up then? But I hope that that answers your question, Laura. There is no 100% thing to do out there. There is no silver bullet, but the closest thing to it is silver and gold.
Right.
That's why it's called silver.
Yeah, I know. If you had invested in Apple, you could say you've made a lot of money, too. And, of course, we can't use the gold coins because it's not legal to use it right now. But
what you do is, you buy a gold coin, and then as they hyperinflate, the gold coin goes up in value, and so you don't have inflation destroying it, because even though the dollar's worth less, when you cash the coin in, you get the inflation reverted back. You know what? I'm going to get Ted Anderson on after the break, Laura, I'm going to have him talk to you. Let me make sure I can get him. Make sure we can get Ted in here right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lung system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lung system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lung system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Crank this up for a minute.
Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again.
It's a nice day for a white wedding.
It's a nice day for a white wedding.
We need to get Billy Idol on the show.
It's a nice day.
I mean, he is a listener. We've talked to him, but again. A little scared to come on. Hold on, this is too good. Crank it up, man. My audio is low. Crank that sucker all the way up.
Hey, little sister, what's your bicycle? Hey, little sister, shotgun, oh yeah. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again.
I shouldn't be on the air in hour 25, folks. I'm getting a little goofy here. Nice day for a white wedding. Beautiful music.
It's a nice day to start again.
Yeah! Woo! Why don't they make good pop music like this? I mean, the pop music is just... I guess Muse does. Fans of the show as well. Great Patriots. Bellamy's been on the show. Okay, that's enough of that. Look, we're going to win this thing. The globalists aren't invincible. I'm so dingy, and it's so simple. And I'm trying to explain it to Laura, and they just now tracked down Ted. I wasn't going to have him on right now, but Ted's waiting in the wings. 30-plus years in the gold and silver business. Let me try to just explain this very simply. Will you guys hand me my wallet? It's over there. I don't think there's any cash in it. Does somebody have cash? I think I use my cash paying for pizzas or something. Somebody give me some cash, some ones, some fives. I'm going to try to explain this right now on TV and the radio to everybody. If gold 9 years ago was $268 an ounce, thank you, sir. Thank you, Matt Ryan. Equally insane via sleep deprivation. If gold was $268, I think that was just low, or Ted can correct me, 9-10 years ago, because the dollar hadn't been, devalued to the point it is. Gold's really still at $260. It's just that the dollar's been devalued. See, you buy gold when it's $268 an ounce, and 9 years later, or 10 years later, Ted will give me the actual numbers. I know it's roughly 9.5 years or so. Then today, even though the dollar's been devalued, the way I escape this hyperinflation that they've been covering up that's now out in the open is I go and I sell that gold coin to a gold dealer, and he buys it from spot so he can put a little 3-4% markup to pay for his little building or shipping or whatever. And then I get $1,400 or more for a 1 ounce coin. There's the markup there. And so I don't have $268 back. I have $1,400 back. And so people say, well, how do I use coins at a store? Well, you go and exchange that gold or silver, and then you better spend the money quick, though, if you're in hyperinflation. So you get $1,400, and then every day it's being devalued more. Gold might be $2,000 in 6 months or a year or even less. So, you don't want to get that cash back right then and then just save it, because then you'll lose it. Then, see, this destroys savings. It destroys basic common sense. And I want to finish up with Laura, and then I promise I'll get to Keith, David, Raven, Steve, Kevin, and others that are patiently holding there, because I don't lean on the callers. A lot of talk show hosts hang on them and need to take them. We haven't taken many calls in 24-plus hours, as you've noticed. Quite frankly, I just may go into the next day. This feels pretty good, actually. I'm starting to hit my third wind here. But, Ted, did I explain that correctly, or am I wrong?
Well, you're certainly doing really well here. Gold was at $248 an ounce at its low.
Okay, so I started buying a few coins at $268, so I'm an idiot. But go ahead.
No, not an idiot. It's just, how do you follow it every day? I mean, I'm in the business, so I have to. That's a really good question, Laura. Man, I tell you, if you look at history, I mean, the history of money, when they opened up the Egyptian tombs 6,000 years ago, you found that they were buried with gold. They weren't buried with paper currency at that time, because paper currency developed from gold itself. Gold was money. People were trading gold coins for goods and services, and it was considered legal tender. Actually, there was no such thing as legalizing tender. Tender itself was developed from the free market. People would go in, they would dig gold out of the ground, turn it into a coin, it had a certain value, and buy certain goods and wares.
Want to haul it with them, and they were going to another country, there were banks or money houses, say, in Greece, and then you could go over to Israel, or you could go up to Damascus in Syria, or you could go over to Rome, or you could go over to Babylon, or you could go over to Persia, or you could go over to northern India, and they understood, and you would have a note because they were in trade, that this is a symbol of my 100 talons of gold, and you could redeem it there for a small fee for the transfer. And that's how paper came out, or notes, deeds to houses. It all goes back to gold, deeds to gold.
Yep, that's exactly right. It was just a certificate. It was the specie. Gold was the specie, and that was a certificate for that said that you had specie stored, typically at a goldsmith. The goldsmith were the people that made the raw gold that you dug out of the ground that were nuggets and flakes and this type of thing, and melted it down and turned it into a round coin that was recognizable. And the goldsmith had a reputation to make sure that it was pure, and therefore his reputation stood, and you were able to trade that piece of gold in the marketplace because the next person knew that this was the goldsmith that they could trust. When you had a note that said that you had gold on deposit with them because you're afraid to carry it with you, that note was acceptable just as the gold was because they knew they could trust that smith. The United States currency is no different. We had the continental system previous to the currency that we have now. And the currency that we have now was supposed to be representing specie again. It meant that you had gold and silver in deposit, and it was nothing more than a certificate that you could exchange back for that gold and silver.
That's what gold-backed means.
Yep, the gold-backed currency. And, of course, in 1933, Franklin D. Roosevelt, when he confiscated gold in 1933, he took the gold from the people, but and then recently, right at that time, devaluated it from $22 an ounce to $36 an ounce just within the next year after he received the gold from the people or took it from the people. Then inflation continued on, and we had an exchangeable currency for gold for foreigners but not for domestic people. And in 1971, Nixon had to shut that window as well. So now we're sitting here with a fully fiat system that has no specie behind it at all.
And the so because it has nothing backing it, it's in competition against its great-great-granddaddy. It's almost like the paper is the devil waging war against the creator. I don't mean that in a religious way, but it's an analogy. You've got the devil who's the fake counterfeit, and it's waging war against gold that is the source of the money, the real value.
So now we have what's called legal tender laws. Rather than the open market saying, hey, gold is worth this, silver's worth that, now we have a legal tender law that says, hey, you have to accept this piece of paper in exchange for your goods and services, and it will relieve all debts at the court level. You know, and I understand all that, but you know, the reality is that they're printing the money. I mean, Bernanke came out today saying that he's going to continue to increase money supply, water down the system, and devaluate the thing. So it just comes down to the point, where do I want to store my wealth? Do I trust my wealth to be stored in paper currencies or certificates of deposit or wherever, whatever it is, in denominations of U.S. dollar, or do I feel more comfortable with having my wealth stored in gold and silver?
And so historically, if you have gold or silver, and it's being borne out now, again, as another example in lifetime, it doesn't matter if they're devaluing the currency because you can always get that gold turned back in or that silver and get the money at whatever level it is and not lose things through inflation.
Exactly. And it doesn't need to have a legal tender law in order for it to show value.
Yeah,
it
has value. What do they give? It's the old analogy. What do they, in World War II, in Vietnam, and even today, what do fighter pilots carry on them? They carry British sovereigns. Because it's, here's the Queen of England. You know who this lady is. This is 24-karat gold. They can fall down in Africa. They could fall down in the middle of South American jungle, you know, with the natives. And they're going to go ooga booga and bow down to that gold. They know what it is.
Yeah, the gold will hold value universally, where the United States dollar is only about trust and credibility and how well people receive it as something of value. And as soon as we lose faith in that currency because we printed too much, we've resorted to too much inflation, foreigners won't want it. The United States people won't want it. And you lose that faith. That's where hyperinflation is.
And as gold goes up, it competes and shows naked and bare the fraud of the derivative scam now causing the mortgages to implode. Bank of America, again, downgraded by bond markets on foreclosure credit markets. So, Laura, did we answer your question?
Well, you did, yes and no. At that point, what my fear is at that point, especially the latecomers that buy gold, I know you guys bought gold way back when it was 250, but you're looking at people that now are what might be considered latecomers. I don't know.
Well, ma'am, you've got to do an analysis. At 1980 inflation, it's $2,500 an ounce. So after we pass the $2,500 rubric, but then inflation will increase so much more, maybe 4,000.
But then there's another example, Alex. In we'll just say 1991, gold was at $260 an ounce. Well, you go back to 1971, gold was sitting at $36 an ounce. So would you be considered a latecomer at $256 an ounce when 1971 gold was at $36 an ounce? The fact of the matter is that what happened is that gold is still buying that man's suit and shoes and a tie, where the United States dollar has, you know, I mean, at that time.
That's right. I mean, you go back 500 years ago, you could buy the finest suit of clothes for silver. I mean, for a gold 1 ounce coin, you could still buy a very fine suit, you know, for $1,400. So it's the same deal. I mean, I don't know how to explain this to people. And they're mining less gold now this year and last year than they're selling. So that adds to the equation. Correct, Ted?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, see, gold has a monetary value that it's had for thousands and thousands of years. And, you know, I don't believe that there's going to be some miraculous thing that happens that's going to change that all around, that is going to make the U.S. Federal Reserve note that we carry in our pocket all of a sudden gain, you know, what, 100% of its value, 200% of its value, and force the price of
gold.
All right,
Ted. Well, between the two of us, we're being obnoxious, and I apologize. Laura, you've got the floor for 60 seconds. I've got to get to other people, but go ahead and make your point.
Okay, I just was worried about that when they, at the point they change to a new world currency, that might be the point when gold will plummet, and then people coming in late might lose a lot of money. The one other thing I wanted to say was about the Federal Reserve printing and their latest announcement to print another $500 billion. Well, you and I all know that a lot of that money went into Wall Street and the stock market. For the purpose, and now lately, I think for the purpose, in my opinion, of sedating the baby boomers and keeping them from worry so that they won't, crash the system or try to, fight the system as it will. They'll go out and they'll be at their golf courses. I don't know what you think about that, Ted, but it seems to me they're trying to do that to pump up the stock market. Look at what's happened in the last couple months. That's all I had to say.
Laura,
you know, as far as funding, I don't know.
Yeah, great questions, great points, and
thanks for having me.
No, thank you. It's that we already have the global currency. It's 97% on average, and Ted can correct me if I'm wrong, of money is digital worldwide. So the globalists are already issuing SDRs for years. They're just expanding that. These international bankers now don't even need our country. They just go, oh, we have $5 trillion. We'll loan it to you if you give us everything you've got. I mean, they just like, oh, here, I own the planet. Yeah. And oh, bail me out or I'll destroy the economy. I mean, this is just, it's lunacy via the public's ignorance of basic facts. Our Revolutionary War was over the money system. All the other major presidents, 1913, it's always about this. Read the Declaration of Independence. Read the Federalist Papers. This is the issue. Not the Dallas Cowboys. Not if you got wrinkles. Not if your belly's hanging out. No one cares. It's money. Okay, if you give a bunch of private bankers the power to create fiat currency, you will wake up homeless on the continent your forefathers conquered. Ted, I'm going to come back with other calls, get into some other issues, and Bob Chapman's coming up. Perhaps you'll pop in with him, and Paul Watson's coming up. But gold, again, right up there at, $1,380 or whatever, even on profit-taking, it's bouncing right back up. You are running out of the gold and silver that you bought a few weeks ago. What is today's offer, briefly?
Well, 385.20 to be exact was the high today, and again, Frank's at 299. You get the international forecaster with it. Walking Liberty halves, 1177. Silver at $25 an ounce. I mean, we were just touching that just a little bit earlier today. I mean, that is just absolutely out of this. Alex, the thing that ponders me, I mean, I just want to get as many creature from Jekyll Islands, the book, you know, that 600-page book, in as many people's hands as possible. And the reason why, it's like the best piece of literature that describes and explains what our caller just was talking about, Laura. I mean, she didn't quite know why gold would be a good idea. I mean, this book isn't even written about gold, but you'll understand by the time you're done reading it.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. It's basically a free silver dollar. And then, you know, for paying for the book, I know Ted pays $10 for the book, and then he's giving you a free silver dollar that is about $25 for him to get. So it's 25 and 10 is 35.
And well, the book was $10 years ago, Alex. They're closer to 15.
No, Ted, I know you're paying 10.
No, I'm saying that I'm not even anymore. They're 1995 retail. I mean, I think I'm about 12 something now.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's like.
Okay, so you're spending $37 on this deal for 26. People don't have to be rocket scientists to figure that out. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. And you got any of the Buffaloes left? You got a lot of. What about the silver half dollars? Where are they at?
Yeah, the silver half dollars presently right now are at $11.77. Again, Alex, it's a great buy. I mean, I just can't say it enough. The market is moving in a direction. The stuff is, you know, we've seen it last year. It's happening this year. The supplies are drying up. You go to a local dealer, they don't even have gold and silver
anymore.
And
it just gets crazier each year. Folks, I believe now is the time to get in. 800-686-2237. And Ted with Genesis and Midas has been such a great supporter. Plus, you get a great deal. 800-686-2237. Ted, God bless you. We're going to go out with your theme song about I Want the Gold. Go ahead and roll it. We'll be right back with your phone calls. And Paul Watson, stay with us.
I want to know what a gold.
I want the gold. He's got it figured out, folks. The crackhead has it figured out. Do you have it figured out? 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the InfoWar. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare. To get Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
I wish a buck was still silver, and it was back when the country was strong.
Back before Elvis, before the Vietnam War came along, before the Beatles and Yesterday, when a man could still work and still would, is the best of the free life behind us now? And are the good times really over for good? Are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell?
I was going to get Weldon Henson to come sing it here last night.
For the flag,
and they talked me into reading it and him playing it. And boy, is it bad. But Weldon was great. I think my...
I wish a Ford and
oh, that's
Chevy
enough. Turn it off. YouTube classics. And then there's the other one with... the other video, the other one where I did... Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison Blues. I think didn't sound like a chihuahua that's had a tracheotomy. Okay, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. Keith in Seattle, then Dave, Raven, Steve, Kevin, and others. Keith, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
All right. Thanks a lot, Alex. I'm so glad to be part of this broadcast, man. Great.
It's good to have you here, my friend.
Yeah, I feel the spirit of 1776 rising out of me like a phoenix, man. I'm pumped up for freedom and liberty today, I'll tell you, man.
Well done.
InfoBomb's going great. I gave $10, and I figure, hey, you got like hundreds of thousands, millions of listeners. Everybody is like $5, $10. That's like $5, $10 million. You know, that's easy to do. $10, just, you know, skip your coffee, whatever, you know, or something small you're going to spend $10 on today. Just skip that today. Throw it down to the InfoBomb.
Yeah, we do it once a year, third annual, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, folks, or 888-253-3139. It's only a couple hours left, so please join us. I mean, you can still keep giving throughout the weekend. We need to hit that goal of 500,000, and I think we're going to hit it if folks keep giving. What else is on your mind, Keith?
I was just thinking about how we're waking people up on every level. Everywhere I go, I see people waking up. I'm 10 years old up in Seattle here and really hitting the streets hard, like trying to get, you know, to the underground and all the, you know, the kids who you think wouldn't really be into stuff like this. We educate them on everything that's going down, about the whole spectrum dominance, you know, passing out DVDs, putting on...
Well, we are the people, and if we step up and stand up, we are full spectrum dominance. Keith, great job. Thanks for the support. David in Jersey, you're on the air.
This is Supreme Master from the Prison Planet Forum, and I want to unleash my ultra-secret info weapon. This is all about the same video material that your websites promote, and I've managed to condense this into a single website URL. May I proceed, sir?
Yeah, Supreme Master. You're going to join a Masonic lodge or something? Sure, go ahead. Go ahead, Supreme. Go ahead.
Yeah, activismoverdrive.110mb.com. M as in monkey, B as in baseball.
T as in turkey.
And if there's any requests that I have for you, I mean, please tell me what you think of that, like later or something. You might not have the time to look at it now. But that's all for my call. See you later, and good luck with the money bomb, Alex.
Oh, thank you so much, David. Anybody calling themselves Supreme Masters, you gotta love it. Oh man, I'm losing it right now. We're in the 25th hour of live transmission. Let's talk to Raven in Pennsylvania. Raven. Codename Raven.
Hey, Mr. Jones, thanks for taking my call.
Raven is live. Transmit, Raven. Give us your alpha scramble code authentication.
Hey, Mr. Jones.
Hey, Raven,
thanks
how you doing?
Thanks for taking my call.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna go break, come back to you, but start talking. Go ahead.
Okay. I basically had a couple things to say about things crazy going on in Pennsylvania. We've got cameras popping up on a lot of street corners. I think I'm pretty sure that I saw an artificial thunderstorm the other day. Lots of crazy stuff.
I'll tell you what, stay there, Raven. We know you've got Homeland Security hiring Israeli spies, so... But that's good, like mercury in your shots.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere.
Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying a 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Things have gotten pretty insane here in hour number 25. Paul Watson coming up. He's wearing the honky-tonk shirt he bought in Austin when he visited us. So it's a red coat sporting honky-tonk gear. Look, I don't mean this to sound like a crazy morning show. This is what happens when I've been up too long, okay? And I'll just leave it at that. So, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, 888-253-3139. We appreciate all your support. Over $350,000 raised. I think we'll hit our goal. People keep giving. I want to commend all of you. Be part of the InfoWars Money Bomb folks and the tip of the spear against the globalists. If you appreciate what's going on here and what's happening. Raven, getting into Pennsylvania. What were your points?
Thanks. Well, the other day, I was just driving around in like a more rural area where we had a lot of farms. And I noticed a lot of military planes flying around. And suddenly, out of nowhere, this bizarre cloud popped up with pinkish-red lightning.
Yeah, well, they admit they have giant weather modification programs going on everywhere. But just like mercury in the shots, it's only good for you, honey.
Oh, definitely. We also have, I noticed in Philadelphia, light on street corners. There are giant cameras monitoring where people are walking.
That's to keep you, and they're putting microphones in them, and they're looking through your walls with x-rays, they admit, but that's only to keep you safe from scary men with big beards. And they wear turbans. Earlier, they had, literally, Jaron did a joke. He walked in, we had CNN on, and there was that footage of Bin Laden firing the AK-47, and Jaron went, I mean, you're supposed to be frightened by that. I mean, we all know they did that from caves. The government didn't blow up the towers. I mean, they're good people that run our government.
They're very good people, aren't they?
Oh, they care so much about everybody. They're just putting this control grid in to help us in the cancer rates over 3,000% and diabetes and everybody dying and getting diseases and, you know, the bisphenol A sterilizing everybody. And, I mean, you know, they admit they put cancer viruses in the polio by design. You know, killing us is loving. It's like the TV ads they play before, you know, movie theaters for kids where it shows the teacher murdering small children because they don't support environmentalism. That's completely normal and loving and good. And if you're against that, Raven, there's something wrong with you. Raven, look, being taught to kill ourselves is a loving government thing. And we need to give the earth to David Rockefeller and the Queen and the Rothschilds. I mean, David Rothschild, you know, he looks like, well, he has a little Jesus beard and stuff, and he's going to save us, he says. And again, I just think it's time to love our government, like Britney Spears said. Guys, YouTube the Britney Spears clip about we should just do whatever President Bush says. I mean, that's a real American right there. Not one of these Al-Qaeda people that questions government, that wants to own guns. That is so evil to want to own guns. That is so wicked. It is just to want to own property, to not want people inspecting your house, and to want privacy. and to not want to take Gardasil shots that kill people on record, to not want to die of an autoimmune disorder or have convulsions and blood run out your nose. I mean, that's what type of crazy person doesn't want to have convulsions and have blood run out your nose? Raven, I mean, are you one of those people? Come on, be trendy. Take the Gardasil. Have convulsions. Come on, do that
for... Well, I mean, the government is pretty good, I suppose.
You
should feel really safe.
Show us that you are good. Take the hundreds of vaccines they push. Take vaccines every day. Take the UN polio shot, killing people worldwide on record, weaponized polio. Dying for them is... Thank you for the sodium fluoride. Thank you for the thyroid disease. Thank you for killing me, government. Oh, I love all the pot-bellied scum. Oh, I worship Larry Summers. Thank you.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've got the video loaded, released by NIST. Not just the firefighters saying bombs were going off and all the rest of it. They tried to suppress this. Watson's going to be discussing it and talking to Stephen and Kevin and Billy and how do you pronounce that in Chile? Matias? Okay, awesome. Down in Chile. We'll have to go to Chile first. Stay there. We need to IM Watson because he's in England. We need to IM him all those calls, so I want him to get to those first, then get into all the news. But we are into the 26th hour of global transmission nonstop here, and I'm feeling good. I don't even want to leave. In fact, we may just tell Watson, you know, go back to his Bangers and Mash or whatever. But Watson's awesome. I love Bangers and Mash. There's nothing like it. They make good mashed potatoes in England. Good sausage. I tell you, when I'm visiting with them in England, I'm just constantly, like every hour, I'm like, you know, I'm hungry again. There's just little pubs everywhere. Let's just duck in here. I'm going to have some Bangers and Mash. But I tell you, then I explained to all the people there, I say, listen, this, you don't need to be drinking beer. This is demonic. Seriously, folks, InfoWars money bomb. I am going to punch you out because I am being a little bit silly. And the world is so serious. And normally I'm horrified every day when I'm focused. And, you know, WikiLeaks funding block after blacklisting USA Today using terrorism claims. Cancer is purely man-made, say scientists, after finding almost no trace of disease in Egyptian mummies. Even the middle classes, tens of thousands of mummies, they've been studying them. There's no cancer, just like in sharks. And they say it's a modern thing. They don't know why. It all came up after the 20s and the Rockefellers discovered the cancer viruses and took over the cancer industry. But they love us. I mean, again, they are good people. And you know, it's too scary to admit they're killing us. So let's just all die and give the planet to them. But throughout the next 2 hours, with Bob Chapman coming up next hour, he'll take your calls, cover the news. Watson's going to get to a lot. By like 35 after Watson, go through some calls, but I want you, or up front if you want to, we can go to calls later. I want you to get into this WTC7 news, and everything else you've got there, on your plate. But I do want to remind people the 2010 money bomb is going and it'll continue trickling in over the weekend. I think we're going to hit our goal if people continue to give, whether it's $5 or $1,000. It's going directly to the tip of the spear, the true resistance, the bona fide resistance. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Find links to it at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or 888-253-3139. And you know when you really want to thank people, saying thank you isn't enough. It's so good to see people stepping up. The government takes your money, gives it to big corporations and media to put out propaganda. We don't have that power. We wouldn't do it if we did. We are here because you support us. We exist because you support us, because we're all in a symbiotic relationship. Together wanting freedom, wanting liberty, wanting dignity. And I just want to, from the bottom of my heart, I mean, the Irish family got their baby back yesterday. I got all the police files. I've got them right here. There's another guy named John Irish, and that was all confused. He has no family violence convictions, Jonathan Irish. And all the demonization campaigns now, of course, discredited. They tried to claim the documents early on that said Oath Keepers weren't real. Of course, that was confirmed that they were real. They said MIAC wasn't real. They said all this stuff. When we first played WTC7 BBC saying, get back, we're going to blow the building up footage, people were saying that wasn't real. I understand why folks do that, because this is hard to believe. But tyranny is real if you know history. And people resisting it is real. And the globalists aren't gods. We can defeat them together. But Watson, I haven't really talked to you much today. We'll punch you up on video Skype from the UK, doing a great job over there at PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And people are also signing up to support us at PrisonPlanet.tv and all the great info there. Watson, what is on your plate? Obviously, this top story at Prison Planet. In fact, I'll punch up that headline. This top story up there is very, very important. Tell us briefly about that and what else is on your plate you're going to be covering here today.
Hello, Alex. Good to be on the air. Well, we're not going to be talking about, you know, Chilean miners or Dancing with the Stars, that's for sure. We've got bombshell new evidence released from NIST, literally bombshell new evidence, not only about eyewitness accounts as to explosions in the World Trade Center and Building 7, but also actual new analysis of the dust from the rubble of the World Trade Center conducted by the University of Copenhagen. So we're going to get into that later. And obviously, Bob Chapman's coming up in the second hour to talk about gold, the economy, and this foreclosure fiasco that they're now calling foreclosure gate, which threatens to be the final nail in the coffin of the U.S. economy.
And worldwide, they've sold this crud to everybody. Well, I want you to be able to get to all that news, and you can also cover it when Chapman's on, not just anything else you need to get to. But I'm going to go ahead and turn the reins over to you, Watson, and just really appreciate you and all the work you're doing, the whole crew here and everybody that's donated. And so we're 25 hours and 14 minutes, and at 25 hours – and 14 minutes. I am going to punch out here, and I'll be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Again, the Money Bomb is ongoing. Great job. The globalists are very upset about it. Watson, we ought to, because we had the top four search terms yesterday, we ought to look at your article up on prisonplanet.com and maybe, you know, plug this off and on throughout the next 2 hours. You know, perhaps we should put out a search term dealing with this WTC7 report that you have there. How about, I don't know, what's the search that'll make your article come up? CBS report on 9/11 ground level explosion caused WTC7 to collapse. How about we search the term, three words together, the acronym, the abbreviation, WTC collapse. Just two words, WTC by itself, and then after it collapse, WTC, and then collapse. Let's search WTC collapse. Everybody, and hundreds of thousands more today who never even heard of this show or this information, will see all the videos of them blowing the building up, and we can stop them from staging the next terror attack. So WTC, three words together, WTC collapse. Enter that into Google, folks. You've never failed, and we really appreciate you. And a lot of people will, but of course, you appreciate it too. You understand that we don't expose these terrorists. It's over for all of us. It's just so great to work with everybody. WTC collapses, the search term. Keep saying that every 30 minutes or so, Watson, please. And remind folks about the Money Bomb. I hand the reins in the last hour and 45 minutes of worldwide transmission to Paul Joseph Watson of PrisonPlanet.com. God bless you all. I salute you all. This has been an amazing 25-plus hours, and now we go into 26 and 27th hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Thank you very much, Alex. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. The phone number to donate is 888-253-3139. And as Alex has been discussing, we're basically within touching distance once we account for the checks that are going to come in the mail over the next several days. We're within touching distance of that 500K target. You've doubtless been watching the outstanding live video stream, the free video stream, with all these amazing interviews on InfoWars.com. And in fact, I've read several comments on there already saying that basically these are some of the best interviews people have heard with Salente, people like Alan Watt, Lord Monckton, the best interviews they've ever conducted, and all that has been streaming out for free overnight. It was interesting. I tuned in this morning, Alex's time, at about 4 a.m., and his voice sounded about two octaves lower, which was put a different spin on things, but he sounds a lot more sparky at this moment in time. But, I mean, this is where all your support goes. It goes to produce the kind of interviews with the equipment required that make them look and sound like PBS quality interviews. And it's just a testament to how far we've come and how many people we've been able to reach in such a short space of time, if you think about it. I mean, when I visited Alex's office back in 2005 in Austin, he basically had three employees working in this dingy little studio. And they had to do everything, you know, customer service, making videos, running the websites. It was a skeleton crew, to say the least. And, you know, you don't go from that to where we are now, even though we're still, in comparison to these foundation-funded media organizations, a minuscule operation. But just in the past 5 years, I mean, the advance in sophistication and the delivery of content is amazing to behold. And that's solely because of the support that you provided, which is being poured straight back into the operation. Just a year before that, in 2004, we launched PrisonPlanet.tv, and a result of that support, combined with the two money bombs, we've been able to reach millions more. Because, you know, unlike people like Media Matters, our primary motivation is to tell the truth. We work a damn sight harder than any of them. And the biggest reason behind why we're able to pierce the veil of the corporate media lockdown is because our listeners support us financially on a regular basis. So we don't have to take money from lobbyists and foundations that pollute our message with propaganda. People like George Soros and General Electric. So that's why we need your continued support to push us over that 500K level. And you can contribute at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or call 888-253-3139. And another way to donate and to get something back at the same time is to become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. If you're enjoying this 27-hour live video stream then we're broadcasting for free today and yesterday as well, then you can get access to the daily live video stream of the Alex Jones Show, as well as archives, by becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv member. And that's another way to support us. Stay tuned, because we're going to continue unraveling bombshell new 9/11 evidence and play for you the video footage that NIST tried to cover up, which has finally been released. It's the Money Bomb Marathon. Stay tuned.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Honestly, I think we should just trust our president in every decision that he makes, and we should just support that, you know, and be faithful in what happens.
Do you trust this president?
Yes, I do.
Do you have confidence in the president and his national security team to lead the war at this stage?
I do. I do. I have confidence in the president, and I believe that he is well aware of the severity of the situation.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, just trust the government. Don't support independent media. Don't donate to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com at 888-253-3139. But in all seriousness, this is about supporting independent media. And supporting independent media is the key in the continued struggle for a new 9/11 investigation. Because basically, the alternative media are the only ones reporting on the continual bombshell revelations that are emerging from the suppressed NIST footage of the World Trade Center attacks, as well as hard scientific analysis of the World Trade Center rubble. And this is what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be taking your calls shortly as well. Bob Chapman in the second hour. We have confirmation from the University of Copenhagen in Denmark via Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth that in addition to the thermite and the molten rivers of steel that were documented and found in the rubble of the World Trade Center, quote, a technologically advanced, highly energetic material has been discovered in the World Trade Center dust. And we've got pictures of this on prisonplanet.com right now. And what they've discovered essentially were these highly energetic and highly explosive red chips of material that basically have no business being there in the rubble. They could not have been caused by the impact of airliners or in a conventional collapse of the building. And get this, when the University of Copenhagen tested these samples, they discovered that they were nano-engineered iron oxide and aluminium particles that, quote, exhibit the same characteristics as advanced energetic materials developed in U.S. national laboratories in the years leading up to 9/11. So these were man-made, highly energetic, highly explosive materials that have been newly discovered in this World Trade Center dust that the University of Copenhagen has been analyzing. We're talking about hard scientific evidence, and this is why the 9/11 truth movement continues to struggle for this new investigation, because NIST and the 9/11 Commission completely refused to even consider evidence that pertained to explosives. The 9/11 Commission ignored hundreds of survivors, professionals, firefighters, first responders, who reported numerous secondary explosions at all levels of the Twin Towers and WTC-7. Despite the fact that the perimeter wall sections, you know, many of them weighing tons, literally tens and tens of tons, were ejected laterally at 60 miles per hour to a distance of 600 feet in the collapse of the Twin Towers. But NIST, in its final report, refused to study any other aspect of the Twin Towers collapse other than, quote, the initiation collapse. So they failed completely to explain not only how the towers were pulverized, but how they fell at near free fall speed. So given the characteristics of the collapse of the Twin Towers, which resembled controlled demolition, and given the fact that later detailed analysis of the rubble found these highly explosive particles, what were the media and the authorities on the scene reporting first before this official story about 19 men with box cutters acting at the behest of a man in the cave was imposed? Play the first clip. Do you have the first clip, the CNN, CBS clip?
We're going to go back to Marcia Kramer, who's in the newsroom, for a further update. Marcia?
Well, we have a number of updates. Number one, CNN is now reporting that there was a third explosion at the World Trade Center, probably an explosion from the ground that caused World Trade Center 1 to collapse on top of itself. Again, there was a third explosion. It is unclear what caused it, whether it was a bomb or whether the first plane that crashed into the tower had somehow been booby-trapped with a bomb that was timed to explode later after the crash had occurred. But CNN is reporting that there was a third explosion that caused World Trade Center 1 to collapse within itself and then collapse on other surrounding buildings. But you know, it's interesting here to reflect...
Okay, cut the clip. Now, that has been released as a result of a lawsuit brought by the Journal of 9/11 Studies, and we'll be back after the break to explain why NIST is engaged in a cover-up over this and other 9/11 evidence pertaining to how not only the Twin Towers but Building 7 were brought down by means of explosives. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Money Bomb Marathon on Friday, October 15th. The Google search term for today is WTC collapse. And just before the break, we played a CBS clip from the morning of 9/11 where they state quite clearly that there was a ground-level explosion that caused World Trade Center 1 to collapse on top of itself. So we have the mainstream media reporting what the hard scientific evidence 9 years later now proves. So we have the characteristics of the building collapse directly indicating controlled demolition. We have the official reports, the first reports on the scene, just as happened with the Oklahoma City bombing, about secondary explosions being responsible for the collapse of the building. So what were the firefighters who were actually inside the lobby of the Twin Towers shortly before their collapse also saying at the same time? Play the clip.
What happened?
It was an explosion. It was in the lobby and the third explosion, the whole lobby collapsed on us.
What was it like? What was it like?
Horrible.
It's like hell. You don't want to know.
The whole building just collapsed on us inside the lobby.
Is that a secondary explosion?
Yes, it was.
That was the
plant probably?
Yeah, definitely secondary explosion. But we was inside waiting to go upstairs. And on the way upstairs, the whole thing blew. And we just collapsed on everybody inside the lobby.
Similar to the first tower coming down, secondary?
I don't know about the first one, but I know the second one, it was terrible. Then there was a third one, too, after that one.
Third explosion after that?
That's right. Everybody was inside the building waiting to go upstairs, and they just let loose. Everything just let loose inside the building.
So would you
okay,
tell me?
Okay, cut the clip. So the characteristics of the collapse, the hard scientific evidence, and the very firefighters on the scene, every one of them screams controlled demolition. And then you take the testimony from all the WTC janitorial workers, William Rodriguez, Anthony Saltamacchia, Kenneth Johanneman, Marlene Cruz, Philip Morelli, all of them described basement explosions in the Twin Towers both before and after the planes hit. But there's a reason you haven't heard or seen these last two videos that we played in the 9+ years since the attacks. And that's because NIST, the organization that was tasked with investigating the collapse of the Twin Towers, sat on them, blocked them, dragged their feet on releasing them, even in defiance of a Freedom of Information Act request. The Journal for 9/11 Studies had to file a lawsuit merely to get these videos released. And why was NIST so keen on keeping them out of the public domain? Because every single clip that we've had the chance to study over the past 2 weeks that has been released as part of this 3 terabyte data pack of photographic and video evidence that was forced by the lawsuit to be released has contained direct evidence of controlled demolition. And indeed, on several video clips, which are posted up at the bottom of the story, you can link to the previous stories on our feature article today on prisonplanet.com. These clips show evidence of NIST actually editing out the collapse of the penthouse on World Trade Center 7. They show NIST editing out the audio of the collapse of World Trade Center 7 in the immediate moment preceding its collapse. We have clear evidence that NIST has not only engaged in a cover-up, but also tampered with evidence. Remember, they sat on this for months. They had to be sued. They had to have the threat of a lawsuit against them before they could release this. So let's talk about Building 7, the 47-story structure that was not hit by a plane, had limited fires over 8 floors, yet collapsed almost within its own footprint at free fall speed on the afternoon of 9/11. The NIST report concluded that World Trade Center 7 collapsed as a result of the never-before-observed, quote, new phenomenon of thermal expansion. Never before observed in the history of building fires. We've seen similar-sized buildings in Madrid, China, elsewhere in different places around the world suffer raging fires for 24 hours or more. And they didn't succumb to, quote, thermal expansion. But on this one day in history, we're told it happened for the first and the only time in the 9 years since the attacks of 9/11. Now, if you're engaged in a cover-up and you're determined to come to a preset conclusion, any evidence pertaining to explosives contributing to the collapse of WTC-7 has to be kept out of the report. And even after they were forced to release these videos, they edited out the audio of the collapse of World Trade Center 7. And now you're going to see why. Here's another video that NIST fought tooth and nail to prevent from becoming public. See if you can guess why. And this is an eyewitness video footage of Building 7 from about a dozen blocks away before its collapse. Play the third clip. You just heard was an eyewitness by the name of Richard Peskin describing continuous explosions from the direction of Building 7. And if you watch the YouTube video, there's numerous explosions, including a particularly loud one, which you probably picked up near the end there at the 1:49 mark in the video. So why did NIST try to block this video from being released? It's not as if it's showing anything sensitive. It's filmed from a good dozen blocks away from a high-rise building. Because, again, it contains evidence in regard to WTC-7 of explosions, the very thing they're trying to keep out of the public domain. Now, it's not just the videos. NYPD officer Craig Bartmer, he was running away from WTC-7 at the moment of its collapse. And what did he hear? Quote, boom, 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 boom. I know an explosion when I hear it. What did former Air Force Special Operations for Search and Rescue officer Kevin McPadden and numerous others hear and were told immediately before the collapse of World Trade Center 7, a demolition-style countdown preceding the destruction of the building? Every single video backs up the fact that 7 was brought down by explosives in this 3 terabyte data release from NIST. If it doesn't show that, then it shows them editing things out, like the collapse of the penthouse, like the audio track from a close-up video as WTC-7 collapsed. So you combine this, and every single video we've looked at in the past 2 weeks points in the same direction. You combine it with a new study by the University of Copenhagen concerning the discovery of these highly explosive chips of oxide and aluminium particles in the World Trade Center dust. And they say they're identical to energetic materials developed and man-made in US laboratories in the years preceding 9/11. You add this to the thermite, you add this to the rivers of molten steel that the firefighters reported, that NIST refused to even acknowledge existed, even though numerous firefighters testified to them. Photographic evidence, video evidence doesn't exist, said NIST. The time for denial is over. We've got so much evidence of controlled demolition, we're swimming in it.
And the problem is, Watson, Alex Jones here popping back in live during this historic 27-hour transmission, is we haven't even really gotten into BBC getting the Reuters internal release that WTC-7 had fallen in its own footprint 25 minutes before it did. We haven't even gotten into all the other evidence and Barry Jennings. I mean, it just goes on and on. And local newscasts saying, they're going to blow up 7. Well, how'd they plant bombs in a supposed burning building? And now we're talking about the other towers and all the witnesses. They did it. The only question is the public have the courage to face it? And that's why this radio show is so important. Before 9/11, on the day of 9/11, I came out, told the truth, put the info out. This platform is so key, not just to expose the past, but when they do other stuff. And we're really having a big effect. That's why I want to thank everybody that's calling 888-253-3139 for the InfoWars MoneyBomb.com operation. Again, 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. I know you got a lot of callers, Paul. I'm going to let you get on to the news and them, and then with Chapman take calls on the economy and everything that's happening. Plus WikiLeaks, you know, they're terrorists. We're shutting down their websites, linked to getting money. I mean, this is really getting wild what's going on here, but here we are just covering the facts. The emperor's in new clothes. He's absolutely naked in front of everybody, and, It's painful to admit we have murdering terrorists running things, but I mean, it's painful to admit most of the mortgages are frauds and fakes. It's painful to admit they're stealing the dead and dying veterans' death benefits. It's painful to admit they're putting bisphenol A in everything. It's painful to admit they're putting mercury in the shots and telling us it's good for our kids. It's painful, but it's the truth, and things are only going to get more painful in the real world if we don't face the pain and admit what's going on and say no to this culture of a bunch of people that roll over to everything, and it's like a national and global religion to be gullible idiots and to buy into whatever the TV and the government tells you. I mean, come on, folks. You know there's no greater concentration of criminals and scumbags and psychopaths and sociopaths and control freaks and perverts and weirdos and larcenist scum than in government and the Fortune 100, okay? And as long as you're in naivete, they're going to keep winning. So everybody, send a strong message to the globalists. Let's hit 500,000 today. We're very close. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And search this key term, three letters together, as an abbreviation or compound. Would it be an abbreviation or compound? What? Abbreviation. WTC, three letters together. WTC collapse. Two words, WTC and collapse, into Google over and over again and see how they like that. I mean, the globalists have gone past the point of return, so why shouldn't they go completely nuts and steal everything and blow stuff up? We pass a point of return. Why shouldn't we defeat these people? WTC collapse. Search it on Google. God bless you all. Great job. I am signing out now. It's just I've hit my fourth wind up here, and it's great to see what you're doing, everybody. Callers waiting in the wings. I'm sure they'll have vital information for us. And then we have Bob. What's funny, Watson? A lot of callers are great, but I mean, they may ask you why you're in league with with Colonel Sanders. But the point is, all right, I shouldn't screw around, folks. I want to commend everybody. Wonderful job. Back to Paul Watson joining us from Red Kodistan. Thank you, Paul.
That's right. Well, the point I wanted to make was, the platform that we were able to grow as a result of PrisonPlanet.tv members and previous money bombs enhanced the profile of 9/11 truth groups like We Are Changed. And they were able to get themselves in the media, especially with regard to supporting 9/11 first responders, firefighters who had these health claims because of the government's lie in the very hours after the attack that the air was safe to breathe. And now, after 9 years of people saying, oh, they're never going to get compensation, just yesterday a judge ordered that they would be paid an additional $47.5 million compensation to what they've already received. So after 9 years of pressing on that front, the 9/11 first responders are finally getting some form of compensation. Only half the battle's done, obviously, but it just goes to show that a 9/11 investigation can come through this exposure of not only the videos released by NIST, but the hardcore scientific evidence that has now emerged of these explosive particles in the dust of the World Trade Center. So, you know, let's not allow it to take 50 years like it did with Tonkin or the Reichstag fire for the truth to be confirmed. We're coming up on the 10th anniversary next year. Let's make the 10th anniversary the year in which a new independent 9/11 investigation is achieved. We achieve the compensation with the help of 9/11 truth groups for the first responders. So let's get a new 9/11 investigation launched in 2011. We got tons of callers waiting in the wings, so we're going to go to some now. Stephen in Missouri, I think it is. Stephen, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, yeah, Stephen, what's on your mind today? No, we lost Stephen. Okay. Billy in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead, Billy.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you guys for all the, everything you're doing, man, to push the truth forward. And, you know, I've been really working hard on my end here. You guys have inspired some colleagues in mine, and myself to put together an alternative media publication. And, this new video footage, man, that you just put out here that they've finally uncovered after 9 years is groundbreaking, towards the truth movement. And it's so inspiring to see just how many callers are calling in to support the money bomb. And I mean, let's come on, everybody. Let's get that 500,000 mark and let's get some high quality equipment in here and get the army moving forward. We are the army. We the people. We need to bring that back.
That's exactly right. And I mean, yeah, every single video I've looked at from this NIST release, which happened, you know, about a month ago, every single video that comes out has controlled demolition in it. There's no wonder why they sat on it for that amount of time in defiance of this FOIA request and the lawsuit, because obviously they were trying to hide something. They were engaged in a cover-up. Dave in Chile, go ahead. You're on the air.
Well, thanks very much for having me on today. I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk about what's been going on with in Chile. Geoengineering, aerosol spraying in the atmosphere is contributing to crop failures, huge, absolutely huge weather changes down in the south of Chile, great snows and all that. Also, I want to thank Alex Jones for singing Folsom Prison Blues last night. And I also want to say one thing.
Stay there, Dave. We're coming up on the break. Stay tuned. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
It's the InfoWars Money Bomb Marathon. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Also donate 888-253-3139. We're trying to hit 500K. And we're within touching distance of that target. Please donate, support independent media as we try and reach millions and millions more people. We had a caller just before the break, Dave in Chile, who was talking about geoengineering. And I mean, this is becoming more and more public on a daily basis. We know that the people running this geoengineering program are talking about terraforming the atmosphere by distributing sulfur particles in the atmosphere via jet engines. Now, go and research the effect that sulfur has on the human body, on the immune system, and then you might come to a conclusion as to why the people running it, like John P. Holdren, the eugenicist, are also the people interested in putting sterilants in your water supply. Sulfur particles lower the reaction of the immune system to keep out disease. That's just one of the bad health side effects of geoengineering. And these people have said they're going to do it, obviously, with these scientific programs being always more advanced than they allow the public arena to know of. We can be assured that the jet trails that stay in the air for literally 2 hours are not part of a natural process. And I know personally, because I live basically right on the flight path of Birmingham Airport, I see them coming over every 5 minutes. And normal jet trails are supposed to disappear after 5 minutes behind the plane. They don't hang in the air for hours and form mass cloud systems that block out the sun. And when you've got these kind of people talking about erecting spaceships in the upper atmosphere to block out the sun in the name of stopping global warming, you know, nothing is beyond them. Truly, the mad scientists have taken control of our environment in pursuit of this neo-eugenicist agenda. Dave in Chile, finish up what you were saying before the break.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention the fact that what woke me up was WTC7.net. Back in 2003, it was a real eye-opener. And, you know, I meet a lot of tourists down here in Chile, and I always ask them this question. On September the 11th, 2001, how many buildings fell? And they always, always, always say two. And I tell them, no, it was three. The third building was 47 stories tall. That's almost as tall as the tallest buildings in Toronto. I don't know, what's the tallest building in the UK right now?
It's probably the BT Tower or the Gherkin in London, which aren't really even as big as WTC7, like you said. In any
exactly.
major city, that would dominate the skyline.
Now, how the devil does a 47-story tall building fall like that? And the other thing that really struck me, and I saw your article on PrisonPlanet.com where it had the videos where it shows that they edit out the penthouse. Now, why the devil do they do that? You know, it really makes you want to ask some questions about what's going on in these people's minds at NIST. And also, it brings to mind the idea of what is going on in the mind of the average American when they say to me, oh, only two buildings fell, and oh, you're making it up. And why would the government do it? You know, it's obvious why, because they want control.
You're right. I mean, Building 7 is the key to 9/11 truth. We'll be back after the break. Tommy Knoll in Illinois, stay there. Your call's coming up. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Stay right there.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joseph Watson, editor and writer for PrisonPlanet.com, filling in for the last 2 hours of the broadcast. As you know, Alex has been doing the marathon 27-hour money bomb special. He's taking a well-deserved break. But we're going to be joined by Bob Chapman in the next segment for the last hour of the show to talk about gold, the economy, and the foreclosure fiasco. We're going to be taking calls throughout the final hour. What's going to happen to your mortgage, to your pension, to your savings, and how to protect yourself against foreclosure fraud? But we're sticking with your calls at the moment, and the next one is Tommy in Illinois. Tommy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Paul, how you doing today?
Great, Tommy. Well, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, you know, it was funny you were playing the Britney Spears clip just a second ago, and that's something that I don't know what the music scene in the UK is like. I'm sure you know how awful it is here in America. And I was wondering if, I was just wanting your opinion on, just a quick thing here. Over in England in the 70s, of course, we had the punk scene, the Sex Pistols, which stood up in the end, the punk scene in London, or in England, all over the UK, stood up to the National Front, racism, things of that nature, an out of control government, I think the employment rate amongst the youth was close to 75% unemployed from 18 to 25, I believe, was statistics in 78. And I wonder if just your opinion on since the punk scene in England, New York, and then what ended up spawning a great scene over in San Francisco. I don't know how much you like punk rock or not, but I wonder if just your opinion on since that time. There has been very few relevant bands hit the mainstream with anything to say, anything on the ball, and here we are, 8 years of 8 years of Bush, 2 years of Sotero, 9 years of war under Clinton. It's 17 years of bombing, and you know, and nobody's got anything to say about it. Nobody cares. And I wonder if I just wonder in your opinion on with the consolidation of media, if that's definitely something to it, and if the independent music scene is starting to rise up, like out there, out in the UK again. Seems like y'all start everything good, including the Revolutionary War. You know, I just wonder what's your opinion on that, and will we ever see the people rise up out of the stupor? Musically, artistically, and finally stand up and use their music and their talent and their to inspire the way Johnny Rotten inspired me, a 14-year-old redneck from the middle of Missouri, to get smarter, to go to work, to be more, you know. And I just wonder what your opinion on that. And hey, thanks a lot. And everybody contribute. I'll contribute $25 more at Patriot 1776 on the message board to use lowercase letters in his posts. $25 more if you'll promise to do that. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, as you said, from my perspective, the underground anti-establishment music scene has never gone away. It's always been there since the 60s. The only difference nowadays is that, as you said, the media consolidation is so tight that those underground artists, you know, especially in the rap genre, of which there are tons and tons, people like Paris, they just don't get the attention. People only buy what's shoved in front of their faces by MTV, which is this vulgar transhumanist crap like Lady Gaga, Beyonce, and all the rest of it, which is designed to keep them locked into this slave-like mentality where their entire culture is based around frivolous nothingness and meaningless sex. That's basically how they've tried to control an entire generation of young people with this Babylon system through music and the entertainment history. We will be back after the break. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. More of your calls coming up, as well as Bob Chat. Stay tuned to the After Show.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or InfoWars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying a 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lung system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lung system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lung system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's the final hour of the Money Bomb Marathon, Friday, October 15th. We're already pushing up to that 400,000 level. Our target is 500K support independent media at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We're going to go to the rest of your calls later in the hour. But right now, I welcome Bob Chapman, veteran stockbroker, one of the biggest gold and silver traders basically in existence at the time. He's now editor of the InternationalForecaster.com, an outstanding financial newsletter that we regularly feature at PrismPlanet.com when Bob releases his weekly bulletin on the economy. Bob Chapman, welcome to the show today.
Well, thank you, and it's nice being here again on Friday, and it's nice being with you for change.
Good to have you here, Bob. Now, what I want to talk about is basically one of the most important topics right now, which is being completely ignored by the corporate media as they obsess, as you know, about the rescue of Chilean miners and whatever other distractions are going on. And this is Foreclosure Gate, the revelation that predatory lending institutions were aggressively signing people up for mortgages that they knew they couldn't pay in order to bundle and securitize them and sell them on Seven Ways to Sunday as AAA rated, but what in reality were junk investments. And I mean, Bob, the happy clappers on CNBC are pointing at the 11,000 stock market as a sign that everything's hunky-dory. But people are saying that this foreclosure gate could be the final nail in the U.S. economy, that it could cause thousands of financial institutions to collapse. What's your take on foreclosure gate?
Well, you people have covered it pretty good, but I think, first of all, they're going to hold it off the radar screen until after the election, if they can. I rather think they got caught blindsided on this one. And I don't think they thought that the public or the court system would catch on to what they had done. I reported over 3 years ago that this was a dastardly mess. The rating agencies all lied about the ratings. They said they were AAA and they were BBB, which is the difference between a 10 and a 4, and the 10 being AAA. And the packaging was helter-skelter. And in the meantime, since then, these collateralized debt obligations, which are the bonds in which the mortgages are housed, packaged, they call them tranche, and goodness knows an original might have been traded 100 times or more since it came about. And so they knew what they were doing, and they were making a lot of money, and they didn't care about the consequences later. So here we are approximately 3 years later, and finally people have got through the court system, and the court system has said, well, at least in the case of this one federal judge, that you can't do that, and you don't have to pay until we find out who actually owns this thing and who have you been paying money to and what have they been doing with it. And it's interesting, coming out of Florida, whereas another judge in Florida is just not even reading them and batting them through, you know, like one a minute, that is foreclosures. And so they're going to try to keep this out of the news as much as they can. What has been done is egregious. It's criminal. And I'm waiting to see what becomes of it, like everybody else. Our experience with the court system has been dreadful. They do what they want to do in behalf of those who are behind government and control it. And so I think there's a good chance we could have prosecutions here, and there's a good chance, especially with 50 attorney generals getting involved, that perhaps there may be charges. And if there are charges, could the system come down? And the answer is yes. So we're not going to know until we get there, but it is deplorable.
I mean, that's the risk, precisely. If you know, these charges do come down and people completely lose faith in mortgages. They don't even know who owns their mortgage, and they think that there's a pretty good possibility that if they just stop paying for their mortgage, that nobody's going to come after them because of the mass confusion that this has created. Then, I mean, this could completely topple everything. Do you think that people are genuinely going to go down that route and just say, well, I'm going to take this risk and just stop paying my mortgage because this foreclosure thing is just going to topple over completely? Is that going to be the case?
It could be, but what you must do first is you must go to the people who you are paying and ask to see the mortgage. And if they tell you that they don't have it, it's over in Timbuktu, and they're just collecting for the International Timbuktu Corporation Bank, then you might stop paying, because let's say you paid the house off. How could you get the deed? It's a good question. If they don't know where it is, I mean, who does know where it is? I mean, is it packaged in some ABS system or bond that nobody knows where it is, and it might take 6 months to find it, and then you have to unravel the whole bond, thousands and thousands of mortgages, to find this one? Now, these banks don't have any records to speak of, and they did that deliberately, if they ever got into this mess, and that's what they're into now. So the attorney generals have to be aggressive, and they have to say, look, we want to see everything. What's it going to cost if nothing happens to the lenders? A minimum of $10 billion. They're talking in the financial publications of $5 or $6 billion. It's going to cost more than that. And the banks are going to get hurt by it. That's why their shares are down yesterday and today. And that's understandable. It's a fair amount of money, and it's going to affect earnings. Yesterday, we saw J.P. Morgan Chase trading over 40. It's now close to 37. So people on Wall Street are taking this very seriously. They're saying, gee, where the heck is this all going? And maybe it will threaten our system. In fact, this is a kind of thing that unexpectedly, the untoward event that nobody ever expects will happen and does. And that's how banking systems collapse. It's just something out of the blue. These bankers never thought they were going to get caught. Well, they did. And can they wiggle out? We'll see. But it's going to cost them a lot of money. And it's going to enrage the public even more than it's enraged already. And especially going into an election. Couldn't have came out at a worse time, particularly for incumbents. And so we got to wait a while. It's just like the proposed legislation that they want to shove down our throats on taking out retirement plans for people and giving them a government guaranteed annuity, which is not worth the paper it's written on. They're going to try that before the end of the year. And also within that structure, they're trying to and will try to inject a 5% mandatory payroll tax to further fund Social Security, which is broke and has been since its inception. And there's a whole bunch of other issues. They want to put a 1% tax on financial transactions, including if you sent me a check and I put it in the bank, they would charge 1% just to have the check come into the bank. They charge you 1% on the other end as well. And they would like to get that passed to continue to fund this outrageous deficit spending that's been going on for years. And then there's a whole block of things that the administration wants, $200 billion in tax credits for business, for plant and equipment, $100 billion for big business, for research. I mean, those two, that group with those two issues is ludicrous because they're sitting on $3 trillion in cash. I mean, they need money or a break tax-wise like they need a hole in the head. What they ought to do is stop firing people, and then we wouldn't have 22.75% unemployment. And then they got to try to get $50 billion passed in infrastructure, and they'll probably get that because it puts people to work. And
well, Bob, I mean, going back to the pensions, I've noticed all this propaganda in recent days from people like MSNBC saying that it would be stupid and foolish for Americans to cash in on their pensions early to fund things like, you know, their kids going through college. But, you know, if we're going to see what's unfolding in Europe right now, which is the riot police cracking people's heads because they're angry and incensed over a 2-year rise in the retirement age, then, I mean, it makes perfect sense for Americans to try and get their pensions out now, because in 2 years, there may be nothing left whatsoever if the government's talking about seizing them and confiscating them in this manner. We'll talk about it after the break. Infowarsmoneybomb.com. Bob Chapman, the guest. Stay tuned.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees. Enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply today at foodshortagesolutions.com. That's foodshortagesolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply. Better a year too soon than one day too late.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, Liberty Films.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like.
It's Friday, October the 15th. Final hour of the InfoWars Money Bomb Marathon. Please make your donation at 888-253-3139 or go online to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. You can pay with your PayPal account or your credit card. We're joined by Bob Chapman. We're going to go to your calls in a couple of minutes. But Bob, you were talking about before the break, the rage in relation to the possible confiscation of private 401k pensions, which the government was having hearings on last week. Today we're seeing people in France throwing rocks at riot police. We've seen the Greeks engaged in running street battles. What do you think the US government will do if the middle classes of America, as virtually everyone is now predicting, hit the streets and begin to engage in a similar kind of widespread civil disobedience? What's going to happen?
Well, I think it eventually will come to that. We have to wait to see after the election what form any legislation takes. And this could be a last gasp by the current administration while they still have the approving warm bodies there to pass this kind of legislation. I mean, you saw what happened to the health care bill and the financial regulation, two bills that should have never been passed but were. And you're going to see the same fight develop over this, and they're going to try to ram it through because it's a good opportunity for them to do that, and they may never get as good an opportunity again. And they'll go after the 1% tax, and they'll go after what the administration thinks they need to keep the economy going in the way of stimulus, we'll call it. And so if this sort of legislation is passed, most everybody out there doesn't know that it's pending. Only a handful of people. We talk about it here on this station, and I've talked about it in others, and of course in my publication. But there's only a handful of publications that have even picked up on it. And what I'm afraid of here is, for lack of knowledge, this thing could come up and they get a party line vote, they could get it passed. And it'll be devastating because people have, individually, anywhere from $15,000 to $1 million in IRAs and 401ks, and some of them I've seen are in the millions, not many. And I do see lots of that sort of thing because people come to me and ask advice, which we don't charge for. And so lots of people want my opinion on things. And so all of this would be lost because you're getting a government promise in return. And that promise is not worth the paper it's written on because the government's broke. And
well, I mean, how can they have the arrogance? I mean, people like Gilard Ducci, you know, the architect of all this, the senators behind it, Casey, Sanders and Harkin, you know, where do they get off on just calmly introducing a piece of legislation that robs people of their entire future, their children's inheritance, with, you know, barely a care in the world. I mean, should Americans just liquidate their pensions immediately? I mean, I know there's a bunch of taxes associated with it, but would you advise people to do that just to avoid having them stolen completely?
Well, first of all, no matter what you do, you're going to pay taxes, whether you cash it in and it exists 8 years from now or now. I mean, hopefully you'll pay more taxes later because it appreciated in value. But the point is here, you got to pay taxes. So that is not even a consideration. The consideration is twofold. Number one, if you're under 59 and a half, there's a 10% penalty. But if you take the risk and they pass this legislation, you're going to end up with a worthless piece of paper. So me personally, my feeling is if I had an IRA or a 401k, I would liquidate it. I would pay the taxes, and I would pay the penalty if I was under 59 and a half, which I'm not. Incidentally, I'll be 75 tomorrow. And I think that to me, the most prudent thing to do is go into liquidation. And you can do that in a semi-painless way. If you have an IRA or 401k and you get stocks in it, in order to not have to pay commissions, you can set up a personal account and transfer those securities into it. It's a taxable event, but you're avoiding two steps.
Okay, we'll talk about it after the
We're
break.
On the
Stay
march.
Tuned.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. A
others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Final half hour of the InfoWars Money Bomb Marathon at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We're joined by Ted Anderson. We'll be speaking again to Bob Chapman in a moment and taking your calls. Ted Anderson of MidasResources.com. Ted, welcome to the show. Gold's down a little today. It's taken a breather from its gargantuan rise, which is a perfect buying opportunity, I would suggest. On the website, we've been tracking eBay for the past couple of weeks, and it's ridiculous. I mean, they're selling American buffaloes at $200 plus over spot. Even the US Mint, you know, $200 plus markup. We're talking, you know, $1,625 for a 2009 American buffalo 1 ounce gold coin on eBay, and not much less if you buy through the US Mint. Of course, the US Mint announced last week that they would be stopping restock of 2009 gold buffalo coins, and that has only spurred more demand. So compared to the astounding 15% markups that are happening on eBay at the moment, Ted, what kind of deal can you offer to Alex Jones listeners today?
Well, the buffalo here at Genesis and Midas Resources is obviously a lot lower than that. Let me just, I'll pull that price up in a second, but the market is just hot, and the problem is that the mint runs out of planchettes, and so, you know, the price gets bid up. It's just, you're dealing with a finite supply, and that's just the way it is. It looks to me like our buffaloes are running right around just under $1,500 a piece, and it's not surprising to me that eBay prices are going up, because I mean, you can go to local dealers. I'm not in England, so I can't measure what's going on over there. But there's not enough supply to go around. It's getting to the point where it's real scarce. People are trying to buy. They're not able to do it. Every now and then you run into this time where, you know, there's more people wanting to buy than there are items to go around. And then, of course, prices go up. Now, we did see a high today in the gold market of $1,385 an ounce. I mean, silver hit $2,477. A little bit of profit taking, like you said. Currently, right now, gold $1,367.30, $2,422 on the spot for silver. Both of those are a really good buy. You know, one of the best books out there on the Federal Reserve System is this Creature from Jekyll Island. And G. Edward Griffin, who was up with Alex Jones here just a short while ago, about a week ago, was talking about the chemtrails video that he just put out. But the Creature from Jekyll Island book, he wrote a new chapter, or added to one of his chapters in there. And it's kind of funny. We had about 1,000 of the old print in, and now that's gone. We have over 600 orders that we're trying to fill, and the new books will be coming probably within about a week, week and a half. But everybody's going crazy about the fact that I'm putting a silver dollar in there. I've been doing this for years. We're selling this for $26.45. And to be able to pick up a silver dollar for $26.45, even on places like eBay delivered, is just impossible right now. So here you get the book, you get the silver dollar, the whole thing is a package. But between that and the franc coin that we're selling right now at $2.99, which is a European franc, you may have seen them over there. It's a coin that contains a fifth of an ounce of gold, just short of that. And at $2.99, you get a full year subscription to Bob Chapman's newsletter, The International Forecaster. It really works well for people to get that combination, because, you know, and let's face it, there's so much, you know, so much going on economically that you really need to be kept up on this. And that's the other thing too. I mean, for me, even, you know, Alex talks about this, but I even have to keep so much cash on hand to cover payroll and to do the various different things as a company to just operate. And I look at that and I go, you know, I'd probably be better off just keeping that in gold. And I know there's a lot of people that have been listening out there, but, you know, you've got your money deposited at the bank or you're sitting in the stock market. You have annuities, you know, you have a 401k plan, pension of some sort. And you're wondering, man, I really should get moving on this. And I just need to say, this is not a fire drill here with what's going on here in the United States. This is not a pretend thing, or it's not the fake or the, you know, a dry run here. We're really watching the United States dollar fall to pieces, and legislation that makes you, you know, should send chills down your spine if you have any assets at all. People really need to get into gold and silver now. And so the thing to do is to call us at 1-800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. Ask for that CBO report that the Congress put out, talks about what they're up to. It really makes a plain and clear sense about what's going on. Pick up a copy of the International Forecaster, pick up the Frank. The other thing, I haven't really had a chance to put a plug in here for Alex either, but it's so very important. Very, very important, even if it's $1, to go over to the InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and make a donation. I mean, make a difference. I mean, Alex has been working all these years to do, you know, bring forth the issues that he has. It wouldn't be there if it wasn't for him. This guy has had more charisma and has had a bigger impact than anybody that I've worked with in the entire industry. And I've been sitting here trying to do the same thing he has, and he's got a knack for it. And I really must say, if you have even an extra dollar, make sure you donate it to him, because it's gonna make such a big difference. So,
I mean, it's amazing, Ted. I mean, just 10 years ago when I started listening to Alex on GCN, I heard your adverts, and at that time, gold was about, what, 300 or even less. I mean, it's touching 1,400. It's almost parabolic, and it's only going higher. We're going to move on to callers now. Thanks, Ted. MidasResources.com for those amazing deals on the International Forecaster. Okay, Stephen in Missouri. Questions for Bob Chapman, economist. Stephen, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got a question. I got some things to say, if that's okay. Just real quick, things I read on the internet. Is that a problem?
Go ahead. Yep, go ahead.
On Drudge Report, okay, I just want to go through what I read on the web, then I want to get to my question. On Drudge Report, said, soldier testifies he was ordered to delete Fort Hood videos from his cell phone. On Huffington Post, you know, the drug launderer Wells Fargo won't halt foreclosures, even though employee approved 500 foreclosures without reading the paperwork. And that toxic chemical reform collapses as industry flexes its muscles. And on Raw Story, it says, there's an quote-unquote epidemic. Half of U.S. teens have mental disorders. But
yeah, I saw that. We posted that today. Send those articles to me, Watson at prisonplanet.com, and I'll get them posted. What's your question for Bob today?
Okay. I'm on a fixed income. I'm on disability, and I only get less than $450 a month. And I ordered some of those walking coins, like 11 of those walking half dollars from GCN. But what do I do about trying? I mean, I'm living with having to live with my folks, and it's hard to try to get them to understand what's going on, even though they realize it. And I'm really worried. I want to stock up on food. And what can I do to get them to realize it's going to get really, really, really bad?
Bob Chapman.
I think there's so many people who are in the position that you're in, and it used to leave people speechless, but it doesn't anymore. And real unemployment, even if you were able to work, is up to 22.75%. And so, you know, you mightn't have a job anyway. I think you have to do the best you can with what you've got. There's no more money that's going to be coming to you. And I think you're fortunate to be able to live with your parents. Because otherwise, what would you do?
I know. And I was wondering if it would be good to put maybe half, you know, I'm not, how do I put this? Would it be a good idea to put maybe half of that money that I get from Social Security, because I also get food stamps, but half of that, invest that into silver or maybe some gold if that's a possibility. Would that be a good idea?
Hey, yes, it would be a good idea, but I didn't know that you were able to save money out of that, which I think is phenomenal. I think it's important, too, that you speak with your mother and father about having food put away, dehydrated and freeze-dried foods, and have a water filter, and hopefully something that you can defend your family with if some nasty things happen. Those are very important things, too, but the coins are as well, needless to say.
Okay, thanks for the call, Stephen. We're going to move on. Yeah, basically, I mean, most people can't even afford to buy gold. They've been financially raped to such an extent, but it's about becoming as self-sufficient as possible. You know, if you can't afford gold, silver is a lot cheaper. If you can't afford that, then just storable food, growing your own food, and trying to become as immune to the economic collapse as is possible within your means. We're going to move on to Noel in Illinois. Noel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Paul? I'm going to send as much money as I can through the mail for the money bomb. Alex, the entire crew, I can't say enough words about how great of a job you guys do, and it's an honor to speak with Bob Chapman. Before I get to my question to Bob, I've been trying to get a hold of you guys for a while. I go to the same university that Dr. Doug Rocky, Dr. DU, went to, and I'm trying to hunt him down to see if I can get an interview with him. My school's a huge ROTC military institution. We're the only non-military university to have a military nickname. If anyone in the crew, if I could stay on hold after I'm done here, talk to someone, possibly get that, it'd be great. I'm trying to wake up as many of our future soldiers and officers as possible. Bob, my question to you is the way you see gold and silver continue to rise. What do you think is in the mind of the elite, like George Soros, who looks? I can't even describe what George Soros really looks like, but what do you think those evil, corrupt people are going to do to try to suppress gold and silver? And for a college student like myself, how should I get into the silver market? I know gold is way out of my league, but in terms of silver, I know I need to get like water filters and stock up with food. But in terms of silver, what is your best, I guess, bargain in terms of getting silver?
Well, my feeling is this, and I'm currently doing that, and that is pre-1964, 90% dimes, quarters, and halves. I mean, that's the cheapest way to buy silver, and everybody knows what those coins are, and so that has been my preference, followed by the Walking Liberties, as well as the Silver Eagles. But that's an easy way to get in. And as long as you can find a dealer who was willing to sell to you in small amounts. And so that's the way to approach it. That's the way I do it. And even in the
Thanks
coins,
for the call. Got to move on, Bob. We've got tons of callers for you and not much time. So we're going to move on to Shannon in Mississippi. Shannon, your question for Bob Chapman. Shannon, you're on the air. Go ahead. We dropped Shannon. Bob, Air Force Base, Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hello, InfoWars subscribing Air Force dittos. Doesn't have to do with Mr. Chapman, I'm sorry, but I'm sitting here watching a sweep of base housing right now, and I thought I'd want to mention it to you guys.
A sweep of what, sorry?
Of base housing. I'm actually on an Air Force base, and they're claiming they're doing sweeps for unexploded ordnance in people's cross bases. They're systematically shutting down a full street at a time. It's been going on for a couple weeks. And they're basically telling people to leave their houses for 6 hours while they post fully geared security force post personnel on both ends of the street, and they're searching the entire houses. I just wonder if you guys have heard anything similar to this happen at other places, or if you got any idea what might be going on other than, I don't know, bugging or searching for weapons and cataloging, or I have no idea what they're doing. My real name's
I've not heard of that, but that's outrageous. Now, of course, in the military...
Send me an email on it, Bob, and send me the information and some photos, and we'll look into it. Thanks for the call. Ray in California, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, Ray.
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me, Mr. Watson. It's a great honor to be on the show.
That's okay. Go ahead. What's your question today?
My question is, I was wondering what the official explanation for the government explanation for the World Trade Center 7 collapse was. If it was the fire...
The official government explanation by NIST was that it collapsed as a result of what they called thermal expansion, and they claimed that the building collapsed from the outward walls in, which is completely contradicted by all the video evidence, which shows first the penthouse collapsing and then the structure collapsing demolition-style freefall. So their very official story is contradicted just by watching a simple video of the collapse of the World Trade Center. The collapse was initiated at the penthouse. That's why NIST edited out that penthouse footage in their recent release of 3 terabytes worth of video footage and photographs. So they're trying to cover it up. They're trying to cover up the very nature of the collapse of World Trade Center 7. BJ in Arizona, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, BJ.
Fellas, Bob, I have a question. When this all first started and they bailed out the banks, wasn't it about kind of preventing the derivatives and counterparty risk from imploding? And wouldn't what's going on now kind of be the nuke on the derivatives?
Well, first of all, yes. Part of what they were pretending to do was to protect the derivative structure. And it's understandable why they would do so, because there's no regulation, and I've done what they wanted to do in that theater, so to speak. And they didn't want that thing touched if they can, because they knew that if the derivative structure started to crumble, the whole financial system would go down. I mean, we're talking $1.5 quadrillion dollars worth of derivatives.
Okay, we'll be back after the break with Mark and Steve in Florida. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Stay tuned.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America
the Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Gone the full distance on the InfoWars Money Bomb Marathon, final segment of this 27-hour Leviathan show. And remember, today's Google search term is WTC collapse. That's WTC collapse. And that's going to lead people straight to our shocking new article on PrisonPlanet.com dealing with this new evidence out of the NIST tapes that have recently been released. Now, final calls. Be quick with your questions for Bob Chapman, please. Mark in Florida, go ahead.
Thank you, Bob. I got a question. U.S. Postal Service, Section 323, Priority Mail International Insurance, they talk about special drawing rights where the dollar has a value of 65.76 SDR special drawing rights. What is that, and is that the IMF taking over the U.S. Economy?
Well, it's a good question. I hadn't seen that before. That must be how many units of the SDR are needed to buy a dollar. I'm just guessing at that. The SDR is a special drawing right which the IMF issues usually in exchange for other things like dollars. And that might be the official exchange rate that they're using for those contributors like China recently contributed and received SDRs. They're just another fiat currency backed by nothing more than the word of the IMF and the members who contribute and control the IMF. And so it may be in preparation, but I haven't seen anything like it anyplace else. But it's interesting that you had found that. It might be the beginning of a wave of the future, especially in as much as the Postal Service is part of the government.
You can get it at the U.S. Mail website, section 323.62, and it says one SDR is equal to $1.52 U.S.
Okay, thanks for the call. That's also part of the Bancor global currency that we've reported on before. Steve in Florida, your question for Bob Chapman. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, how you doing there, Watson? Every
Great,
time
go
I call,
ahead.
I get you. I just wanted to say, I wanted to ask him about the this whole banking fraud system we've got working. Will we be in dishonor for 70 years like we have previously if we go through with basically telling the banks they can't take the houses unless they get their stuff in order? And I wanted to plug November 5th, Ron Paul sign waving. I hope people can get behind it.
So, Bob, what's your reaction to that?
Well, I don't know exactly what he means, Ron Paul, November 5th.
I think he was, before he was talking about how the government will react if people just stay in their homes and refuse to be kicked out with the foreclosures.
Oh, yes,
how
yes. Well, that's the first part of the question. The government, they can't do anything about it. They're going to have to come up with some sort of a solution. And probably 50% of the mortgages are being held by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae, and FHA, which now belong to the government. And so the government's responsible, and that is the taxpayers. And so I think they'll be frozen in their tracks. I don't know what they'll do. I mean, that kind of an event also would take the dollar down, take the market down. It would certainly, if people were foreigners who owned U.S. Treasuries or agency securities, I think they would think twice about buying them. And so the bottom line is, it could create a financial panic. And I think
we've come to the end of the show.
Thanks, Bob.
TheInternationalForecaster.com. We've reached the end of the 24-hour Money Bomb Marathon. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Alex will be back Sunday for the live broadcast. Stay tuned to the websites, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com over the weekend. Google search WTC Collapse. WTC Collapse.